This podcast is intended for mature audiences and is not considered appropriate for enjoyment in the workplace. However, as bad as this podcast is, we will take anyone we can get, including those who are hard of hearing.
Predictable podcast.
Predictable podcast.
There's a million of them out there, babbling about the same old boring stuff. But trust me, my friend, this is not one of them. This is Diary of a Bald Man. He's bald, and he's completely off his damn rocker, and I love that about him. Safety, dinosaurs, relationships, the many uses of a can of Raid in the bedroom. Hold on. Did I read that right? What the f*** happened there? All right. Let's do this. Welcome to Diary of a Bald Man. Now your host, the cue ball himself, Alan Wooford.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. This is Alan Wolford and you're listening to Diary of Bald Man. Today's recording date happens to be July 1st, 2024, and the reason that is essential, today was the start of the People's Choice Podcast Awards, and a lot of people are like, well, you know, I'm not a podcaster, what does that mean to me? Well, maybe nothing. Maybe you don't give a shit. You just like listen to us ramble and roll our tongues around our head. But today's the day that people get to vote on podcasts, genres, sounds, people that they like, people that they enjoy listening to, or people that affect them. You know, we may be influencers. Hell, we may just have shared likes and dislikes. But if you would take a moment, go to podcastawards.com and sign up and nominate your favorite podcast or vote for your favorite podcast. It could be Sean Ryan. It could be Diary of a Bald Man. It could be Mr. Ballin. It could be Too Drunk to Care. But take a moment and just appreciate the people that you do listen to. Let them know you're out there. They may never see your face. They may never see you raise your hand. They may never know how many downloads you have. But it's just one of those times a year, you know, in which we get to hopefully hear from the people that listen to us at what level they think we belong. Number one, number two, top 10. We don't give a shit. We just want to know what you like and don't like. And the same goes, anything that you hear on the show, anything that you'd like to get feedback on, any suggestions you have, for me, go to write an email, diaryofabaldman1968@gmail.com. Or fucking Google Alan Wolford on Google. You know, there's so many different ways to connect. But the problem is, with a lot of people, it's like, well, I wish you'd talk more about, you know, alternative medicines. Or I wish you'd talk about, you know, lifestyles and shit like that. Not a fucking mind reader, people. Get on there, connect, let us know. It's not like we're going to sell your damn email to somebody with an OnlyFans page and you're going to get swarmed with pictures of hamster feet. That shit just don't work for me. I'm kind of curious now about hamster feet, what they look like, but never mind. Diary of a Bald Man, 1968@gmail.com. If you need to get something out, need to vent, let me know. My phone number's on the internet, my address. If you want to send me fucking snail mail, send me snail mail. It's out there. I mean, we have the fucking internet. Use it to your advantage. So while we're talking about that, let's talk about another podcaster. So Sarah Power, who is a safety nerd, similar to me, but she's a girl, out of Langdon, Alberta, Canada, is starting her new show, Not Your Average Safety Podcast. So if you're a female wanting to support a female endeavor, wanting to support a female safety, hey, that's coming out. You'll have to look it up. Look her up on LinkedIn, get more information. But, you know, hey, take the time to listen. You know, one of the things that is important about communication is active listening, responding. But if you don't take a moment to reach out, ask, or give your opinion, how are we supposed to know? How the fuck are we supposed to know? It's not like you and I are married, you know, and you're sitting across from me going, Alan, you're getting on my last fucking nerve. I mean, I could do that with my wife. I know I get on her nerves. But what makes me lucky is she will communicate that to me and say, honey, shut the fuck up for 10 minutes. Just let me calm down. active communication. Goes both ways, people. Fucking use it. So let us know, podcastawards.com. Let us know if we suck, if we're doing better, if we're making it to the top of the list, or you wouldn't line us in the bottom of a hamster cage after you take their feet pictures, of course. So I want to take a moment to do some shout-outs. This week I've had some really good training on EPA lead inspector. Yes, it sounds nerdy. Yes, it was fucking geeky. But I had an amazing trainer out of Honolulu, Hawaii by the name of Muhammad Ralph. And I got to work with some really good people from Arkell Construction, PII. And we sat together for 4 days. And let me tell you, it was some intense training. You know, a lot of people don't understand how lead can affect you. I'm not talking about a fucking 9mm or 38. I'm talking about lead in the walls, paint. You know, things that help life by reducing the amount of mold and mildew in our homes. But what they found out over the years, you've ever heard of the Mad Hatter? Look that up. Look what created the Mad Hatter. And it was the forming of brims and hats and using lead as that form. You know, it gets into your skin like a 9mm or 38, not to be hateful. But, I mean, lead can cause serious issues. Learn how to find it in your homes. Keep your kids away from it. Filter your water. I mean, simple shit just to make life easier. But again, I digress. I'm going to go back and thank my classmates and the guys that helped make, you know, a tough week for me because I am not a math genius. 2 and 2 is still 22. But I want to thank them for helping me along. I want to start out with Frederick Bryan, John Funk, Harold Bernardo, Michael Tajij, Sani Flores, Oliver Vitug, Jay Luciani, Michael Stridham, Oscar Alberic, Prince Maga, Rosalio Ibanez, and again, the great instructor, Muhammad Roof out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Guys, I like you. I love you. I appreciate the feedback. Thank you for letting me get pictures with you. I know I'm not that golden brown like you guys are, but hey, I'm working on it one day at a time. So for everybody that's listening, you know, again, you know, take a moment to thank just somebody that helped you make it through the week. Thank yourself for not, you know, fucking failing and being a miserable little cunt. And I'm not saying that to, you know, be disparaging towards the vagina, the labia, anything like that. I mean, if you listen to the British, when they cuss each other, I mean, that is a common word. But don't be hateful to yourself. Love yourself. Unless you're really shitty and you've got to make, you know, yourself right with a few people. But love starts internal and spreads, right? That's going to be your fertilizer. That's going to help you spread out and deliver and be the person that you should be for yourself. So if you have just a moment, you know, take a look in your mirror. If you're driving, though, check your rearview mirror because, you know, you're going to be going left and right. Make sure it's clear. You're not bumping into somebody just because you're listening to me. You're getting a little excited. Keep your hands at the 11 and 3. Don't be touching your damn knees going, oh, Alan, you make my knees jiggly because that's bullshit. It's just because you drank too much last night. Now you're jacked up on caffeine. You're trying to make it through traffic just to get to the end of the road and start your work day. But seriously, look in the mirror. Stop for a minute. Stop listening. Put me on pause. Look in the mirror. Look at the amazing person that helps you get through the day. Look at the amazing person that goes through and is grateful to others. Gratitude is going to be something that karma comes back and slaps you in the ass with. Yeah, I mean, seriously. You know, you ever see those commercials for the insurance company? A woman's pushing a buggy, a guy stops to open the door. Somebody else sees that. So they go and help somebody pick something up and move it in their house. Somebody sees that. And it's a chain reaction. It truly is. If you seed the world around you, remember, your environment is what creates chaos or creates peace or creates a happy home. If you don't control your environment, if you don't flower it and fertilize and water and care for it, everything's going to die. You know, everything inside of you, everything around you. And there's no reason for that. None whatsoever. You know, if you like where you live and you need to continue and you want to do better, start with yourself. It doesn't take much. Take care of yourself. Get the lead out of your house. Watch what you're intaking into your body. Be careful, you know, because I was 330 pounds once. There was a lot to love, and I had a great shirt. It says, I eat small people. I really miss that thing because it was indicative of what I would have done had they had a little bit of Hooters hot sauce on them. I mean, think about stuff that makes you happy in moderation. Think about things that make you happy in excess. and remember that. So before we get into the show again, I just want to put this out there. I mean, because again, this is our day for podcasters. Fuck you. You have your days, right? You've got Secretary's Week, Nurses Week, you got all that. This is for podcasters. Show me the love. Show it to me today. Now, go to podcastawards.com. Let me know you love me. Or send me an email saying, hey, Alan, you need to tone it down a little bit. You need to tone back. But love yourself and spread the love. But before we get into the show, let's just take a moment and listen to Stay by Lewis Eyler. Don't go away. I'll be waiting on you.
Later on in the night, when the crowds have gone, we could talk under moonlight till dawn. We could stay to watch the sunrise, cancel all our plans. We don't need a reason why we just can't. I wish I could stop time and stay in this moment, never think about going. Won't you stay with me for a little while? Caught myself free falling deep into your eyes. You came to me without warning, but I knew why. I wish I could stop time and stay in this moment, never think about going. Won't you stay with me for a little while? Stay in this moment, never think about going. Won't you stay with me for a little while?
Search for something intellectual and fulfilling. You've tuned into the Diary of a Bald Man, and there is no going back. Let the moaning, groaning, and bitching begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, sinners, welcome back to the shit show. Again, this is Alan Wolford. You're listening to Diary of a Bald Man. Hey, be bold, be bald. So, yo, let's talk about this week's show. Again, you know, it's the first show to come out after the start of the People's Choice Podcast Awards. And, you know, for the past 2 years, we've made the top 10 because of listeners like you. And, you know, we had a lot of feedback, some positive, some negative. And negative is good because of the simple fact that I took time to communicate and say, hey, can you redirect in here? Can you give us a little bit more information on, you know, cayenne pepper and how it's good for blood pressure, or it's the use of cinnamon to help with insulin resistance. It's all things like that, right? Because what helps us grow and develop individually is sharing things with others, right? I mean, what's your favorite recipe as a kid? What, think right now for just a minute, what was the favorite thing that your mom or dad made? And I can tell you with me, some of it was like the Stouffer's, it was like a chicken cutlet and veal cutlet, and I love that stuff. And you know, my favorite food outside of ribeye steaks is Marie Callender's pot pies, the beef. Fucking love that stuff, right? So there's so many different things that we like, and if you share that information with others, you come over and it's like, Alan, here's a pot pie. I'll be like, fucking, how did you know? Well, you ranted about it 15, 20 fucking minutes on your show. So I thought, you know, I wanted to bring you over. Let me give you this. So, you know, it's something that I like. and somebody took the time and thought about it. So let's step back for just a second so we can get in the show. But, you know, this show is called Like, Need, and Want, Just Take It. And the reason I said that, we're getting into an era right now where you see so many of these influencers, you see so many of these memes, you see so many of these things popping up on social media, Facebook, you know, all these different things about, hey, do you want $1 million? Hey, do you need a new home? Hey, would you like for your wife to stop fucking with you and tell you what's going on and tell you what restaurant she really wants to go to? Well, when I was looking up the definitions, because I wanted this to be true for the show, I first looked up, we know what like is. I like this, I like you, I like my wife. But let's talk about want and need. So according to the dictionary, want is to have a desire to possess or do or wish for. So one of my wants, and one that I got, I wanted an apple bottom girl, and I got that in my wife. She has got an amazing ass. Thank you, Granny. And by Granny, I'm talking about my mother-in-law. Then we have the other one. And again, you know, we're looking at what Oxford said. Need, circumstances in which something is necessary or that are require some course of action for necessity. Basic human needs for foods, right? So the basic human need for food is something we need. It's not something we want. We want to eat. We like the idea of having food. Excuse me. But we need to have it in order to sustain ourselves and get us through the day. So let me tell you something that really bothers me right now. And I hope it bothers you too. The other day I was talking to an individual here on the island. And I was sitting outside minding my own business, having coffee and a cigarette. And he walked up and he said, "Hey, Alan, how you doing?" I mean, we greet each other this way all the time. We bump fists instead of hugging, you know, because some people they're huggers and other people just want to bump fists because they're so used to that programming from the pandemic, right? And I understand that. But what we were talking about is he said, "You know, I want to go home." And I was like, "Well, you know, is your job sucking?" He goes, "No, my job's good. People are decent. I miss my kids." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, are they sick? Are they tired?" He goes, "No." I said, "Okay, well, what do they think about you being out here?" Well, they liked it for the simple fact that with the work that he was doing, what he was being paid back in the States was like $20 an hour. I think it said $19 to $21 an hour. And out here, he was making double that. And with that, he wasn't buying anything extravagant for his kids. But what he was doing was building them up a new home, a new environment. Because when they had moved from California over to Florida in order to be closer to family and friends, they had to go and downsize. And it was painful for him because he thought his kids needed these other things, had to have this type of environment, this type of house with, you know, all these things in the neighborhood. And what he didn't realize, they didn't need that at all. He had to work twice as hard in California to have what he had. And so he spent less time with them. Now the way they're set up with the homeschooling, he gets to talk to him every single day. It's not the same to get on video and say stuff. But, you know, he still gets to interact with them, help them with homework. He enjoys his job. He's got good coworkers. And his only stress is that, you know, he's missing out, like the rest of us, they're contractors, birthdays, you know, anniversaries, things like that. The little things that we want to celebrate with the people that we created that time with. Sorry, I had to take a sip of my coffee. So we got to talking, and I was like, "Well, what would you like to do if possible?" He goes, "Well, you know, if possible, get them to come out here. But the problem is they're waiting for housing to open." So they already have the plan to get him out. It's just that he wanted, and remember, wanted to have a desire to possess or do or wish for at that moment. And I say, "Okay, you know that's coming up, so don't stress about that. You're talking to him. You're showing them pictures of and videos of the island, of the pool, all the people out here, the other kids. So, you know, they're getting the lay of the land before they get out here, so that's beneficial." I said, "But what do you need right now?" He goes, "I just need to hold my wife and see my kids." And again, the need is a circumstance in which something is necessary. So he was feeling like he wasn't being loved because he was distant. He would tell his wife and kids daily, because I asked him, I said, "Do you tell them you love them?" He said, "Yeah, I read them stories, I do this, I show the videos." So let's balance things out for a minute. Had another individual, had to be medevaced off the island because they had a medical need which caused them to have to leave for something that was advanced. They didn't want to leave. It was a medical necessity. So, you know, they got into Hawaii, got the procedure, and the last I heard, you know, they were doing well, but they were feeling like they were letting their teammates down, their team members down. They were worried about little things like, shit, now I got to pay, you know, all these taxes because I left the island before a year. So what I'm trying to tell you is right now, our minds are playing with us worse than they ever have before. Think about it. And when I say think about it, I know your mind is going to say, well, what am I considering? One of the scary things that is picked up, if you remember, or if you even paid the fuck attention, June was supposed to be Men's Mental Health Month, right? But we also had Juneteenth and celebration, you know, of the abolition of slavery. But what a lot of men complained about was like, okay, we're now sharing this with, you know, Pride Month. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? People have the ability to go out without persecution and say, hey, I'm gay. Okay, but what about Men's Mental Health Month? I think that should be taking precedence for the simple fact that where I attempted suicide, I keep track of these trends. And lately, the biggest trend that a lot of people don't realize since 2022, you can look up, there's so many different organizations, there's so many things, you know, about mental health that you can look up. But if you go to the Independent Source for Health Policy, Polling and News, through KFF, do you know that since 2022, 84 men a week take their own life? Not women, men. And it's not to say that men, you know, are more sensitive than women, because the statistics, I'm just going to read off the top five states for 2022, because I'm trying to get you in the mindset of this. In California, in 2022, 929 women committed suicide. Of males, 3,383. Texas was second, 852 women. Males, 3,516. Florida, 776 women. Males, 2,670. New York, 403 women, and males, 1,362. You see the difference there? I mean, it's a vast gap. And not to say that the loss of women is not critical. I have numerous sisters. I have my wife, my mom, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-laws. I love and adore all of them, you know, equally. Well, not as equal. I mean, of course I love my wife more. But, you know, people ask, well, why is it so many men have these numbers? Well, it's because they like, want, and need different things. I would like to have a stress-free life, but as a male, it is my responsibility to provide for my wife, who also provides. She does twice, if not 100 times more than I do. I want a happy home. I need the love of my family. So let's take a minute and think about that. With all those high numbers and 84 men a week taking their life and 6 women a week take their life, what's the disconnect? Well, I can tell you, women are fucking tough and they will fight and they will kill to protect their families, protect themselves, and they strive and do better than we do. For the simple fact, when we look at the males, you know, they looked at the number of attempted suicides, and more women than men will reach out for help. They'll talk to their friends. They'll talk to their family. Some will hide things like maybe an assault. You know, maybe their husband is vicious or their partner, because, you know, gays and lesbians have domestic issues too. But women will fight for every fucking thing. Guys will fucking fight for what they want, but they won't fight for what they need. I want my wife to be safe. I want my sons to be safe. I want my daughter-in-law to be safe. But I need to be safe. Remember, need is a circumstance in which a course of action is a necessity. I need to be safe because why the fuck would I want them to suffer when I'm gone? So look in the mirror again. What would you like? What do you need? What do you want? You would like to be home. You need the love of your family. And a lot of people aren't seeing that anymore, but we're disconnected. You know, some people, yes, it is social media, because we get into this psychoanalysis, you know, where we're looking at, well, she doesn't love me. She's not giving me the affection that she gave me when we first started dating. Look at how many, if you're a male, look on your Facebook, how many feeds comes up about, you know, why your wife wants to divorce you. It's not what you think. Here's what you do to turn it around. And if you listen or look at a couple of these, I did because I thought it was weird, but I'm in that target age group over 50 where suicide goes up because marriages are falling apart. Two reasons. The kids leave the home. The wife who was fighting, remember I told you those bitches will fight, kill, and scrape to keep their kids safe. I can tell you right now, anything happens to either Cameron or Skylar, my wife is coming out with fucking butter knives that she's going to grind down into razor blades, and she will destroy the world to protect them. She's just that kind of person. If somebody came after me, she goes, honey, duck, duck, swing left, swing left. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't see without my glasses. But she ain't going to let me just take an ass whipping. If she sees me get dropped and that motherfucker's still swinging, she's going to windmill. That's the difference between us. Our women will fight to keep what's theirs. You're not a fucking child. You're your mom's child. You're your dad's child. We are. I'm my dad's child, my mom's child. But damn women, they're fucking crazy, dude. They will fight for what they want. So getting back to what it's talking about in social media, what it tells you is guys quit trying. We get lethargic. We get lazy. You know, how many times do you hear a woman come in and say, oh, I'm tired. I had a rough day. Well, they're tired as a motherfucker, and they get in and start doing laundry and everything else while your ass is sitting there playing Nintendo 56 or whatever the fuck it is. And I see it in a lot of my friends. They get in, it's like, oh, I'm just going to use this to calm down. I'm going to use this to do this. But as soon as the wife's in the door, fuck, she's cooking, she's cleaning, picking up your shit, getting stuff ready for the next day because she's got to fucking survive too. But she fights for it. She drags through. And we're like, oh, let me decompress. Fuck you and fuck me, in case I say some stupid shit like that. You want your life to be happy, because remember, a want is something that you wish for, then fucking make it happy. I know at times that's a struggle because we get into these ruts where we don't know, you know, what's going on with our significant other, our partner. It could be people we work with. It could be our kids. You know, and we want the love and affection we think we deserve, but do we actually deserve it? Are we giving them the time and the attention? Do you go up and give a random hug? Do you go up and randomly say, honey, this house would be shit without you? But then help out, not just fucking expect her to pick everything up because you're the man of the house. Pull your heads out of your ass, brothers. I have to do it too, but my biggest single failure is communication. As odd as it is with me being able to do the podcast, I am afraid, I shouldn't say afraid, I'm a coward, because I won't tell my wife, honey, I'm a fuck up. You know, I did this again. I don't know why I keep doing the same thing over, because it's muscle memory in some cases. But I'm afraid to go to my wife and say things at times because I'm a coward. Because all I keep seeing her doing is achieving success, doing great in school, things that I was never really good at. And maybe if I applied myself in a different manner with different resources, I could get that level. I'm a smart motherfucker. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to math, I vapor lock. I mean, I get terrified. My anxiety goes through the roof. Blood pressure goes through the roof because I can't see how they get a number from an X. I don't understand, you know, when you've got 23 over X plus Y, that shit means nothing to me. But I got friends that I can lean over and say, hey, let me copy your answers and I'll do your homework for English. Fucking A, I'll do it. Because I want to have that better grade, but I need to do better. And if I see somebody doing something, I communicate to them. You know, that's what I actually need to do. I need to quit wanting to have a great grade, and I need to take the actions in order to make it happen. You can want and like shit all you want, but if you don't need it, you're not going to fight for it. Not like women do. Think of those Amazonian bitches, man. They're badass, you know, and I've seen it in my sisters when things would come up, the husbands would be short, construction job in, different variations of a theme, you know, that we all face in life. But you know, the reason female numbers are lower. Doesn't mean they don't have the same issues. Doesn't mean they don't have the same fears. Doesn't mean they don't have the same like, wants, or needs. It's just they're ready to fight for it. What are you ready to fight for? Stop for just a second. Hold up your left or right hand. What is the very first thing that you would fight for? And unfortunately, with a lot of guys, it's going to be materialistic. Well, I really worked hard for this car. If this kid or my wife messes up, I'm going to lose my shit. What if you lost your kid or your wife? What's more important, a fucking car that's insured or something that you had numerous years with? Do you want that? You know, do you wish for that to continue to succeed? Then fight for that. Fight for your wife. Oh, it's just a fucking car. Let me get you a safer car this time. Let me get you something that's a little more durable because you drive like a fucking nutcase while you're putting on makeup, polishing your toes, getting dressed, all the crazy shit that women do while they're driving. But they get there, don't they? You know why? Because they got kids they want to feed. They got people at work that they want to show that new outfit to. Not because they're cheating on you, dumb sons of bitches, but it's because they fight to take pride in themselves. Look again in that mirror. Remember I told you that is a beautiful person that's going to sustain you, going to keep you? What are you doing to keep you? You could see on Instagram, Facebook, you know, the KFF for the independent source of information, CDC. Most of the guys that die, die alone. And it's ridiculous. You stupid fuckers, I almost did it. Listen to what I'm saying. When you get to your office, you get to your home, look to your left when you first walked in. It sounds odd, but usually when you turn to the left, that first person that you're going to run into, if you stop and say, hey, good morning, how are you doing? They're going to ask you the same thing. Be honest. Say, hey, traffic was miserable coming in, but I wanted to get here to make sure you were okay. And then that's going to happen that next time that person comes in. They're going to be, wow, I was important. Because, you know, with a lot of people, they'll turn to the right. You know, if they're right-handed, they go in this direction because that's where their office is in. You know, and same thing, you get home. First person you see, the kid, the wife, even the fucking dog if you have a dog. If not, get you a dog. Get you a cat. Get you an animal. Because you're going to have, you won't know if that thing's hurting or suffering, so you got to feed it. You got to care for it. You start picking up on their physical dynamics when they do need something. I need to shit. Let me out the door, right? They're scratching at it. But reduce the number of male suicides. Reduce the number of domestic violence. Talk to your wife. Talk to your spouse, your partner. And ladies, for you listening too, don't be dumbasses. If you see your man's having a bad day, not while he's playing Xbox and he just got shut up by Green Star 6 or whoever the fuck he's playing with, stop and ask, hey babe, what did you do today that was good for you? What did you do today that made you smile? What did you do today that you thought was funny? And it may be ridiculous. You may be like, holy shit, not another dirty joke. Not some other stupid thing about how Ralph got mufflers or stuff for his car, you know, things that drive you nuts. Active listening. Because, you know, when we look at these statistics and the numbers, a lot of the people commit suicide. If you can look this up yourself, I'm not going to tell you where to look for it. Get your own research, verify it your own way. We're married males with children. And when you talk to some of the people that have survived suicide or suicide attempts, a lot of them were like, my wife was distant. You know, I come in and it's like, I don't want to hear this shit again. I don't want to go through this shit again. So I stepped back and held everything in. They'd say, I tried to talk to my kids, see how they were doing. Dad, please stop bothering me. I got homework. I'm playing a game. I want to get out of here. Mom's getting on my ass. And you feel like you're being divided. I like the idea of going 1 month without seeing a friend of mine die. And it's not happening. We're just at that age where it happens, you know, where, you know, people are dying and it's going in droves. What I need to know is that my wife and my family are taken care of. I'm not having any suicidal thoughts. I'm not having anything like that. But that's what I need. And I want to be better for myself. Because, you know, it's like when guys say, hey, fight for your wife, fight for this. Some cases you can't. You know, once the kids are out of there, that empty nest syndrome kicks in. They're like, you know, I've been stuck in this mom mode for 18, 20 years. And other moms won't do it. They'll chase that fucking kid down, go to their apartment, clean their shit up, shop for them, iron their fucking underwear and panties, and, oh, honey, how are you doing? But forget that, you know, the other half of the generation that made that little fucker is sitting at home waiting on him too. Sometimes we're only getting scraps. But if you want to survive, learn to survive on scraps. But if you need to feel happy, do something to make yourself happy. Don't worry about your spouse, your partner, your kids. Do it for yourself. But don't take away from them because you feel that that's all they're giving you. That's not the point. We grow, we expand, our families expand, our kids leave us, they get married, they do their shit. We're not that priority. They were our priority. We created those little fuckers, right? And we think, okay, you got to love me till death do us part. No, they don't. The Bible may say honor that mother and father, but 90% of kids today, fuck no. Those little bastards are screaming, cussing. You don't give them what they want. You don't buy them what they think they need. And they're going to look for it somewhere else. It's a sad state that we live in. But a lot of it is communication. A lot of it is related to what is going on in our heads, what we think is going on, when that's not the case. A mother's going to protect. A mother will kill for her kids. She didn't create you, dumbass. My wife didn't create me. You know, so that need to protect, it's still going to be there. My wife is the best homemaker. You know, she emphasizes, baby, your house is like this. Your house is looking good. Your pool's like this. She incorporates me into anything she does for her. Do the same. Hey, honey, I bought this game. What would you like to try? And she may not be into gaming. I'm not into fucking gaming. I don't want to sit for 2 hours, 3, 4 hours, sitting with a paddle on my hand, you know, pushing ABC or left and right and being just attached to it. We got too much fucking electrical attachments. I want to read my book. I'm going to get my Kindle out, sit next to my wife, occasionally reach over, squeeze her ass, get on her nerve, get her a beer. She'll get me a beer, play with my dogs, and see the kids. That's what I want. That is my desire and wish for. And I need to know that they're okay. I'll be okay. Because to make sure that they're okay, I'm going to fucking take care of myself. I got to quit smoking and doing other stupid shit. Yeah, I do. I need to do that for myself so I can continue to give them what I want my family to have. Look in the mirror. Do you see what you like? Do you need to keep it alive? Do you want it to do better, go farther places, and be able to do more for others? If what you see you don't like and you think needs work and you want it to continue, do it. No excuses, fucking do it. You don't like your job, quit. But don't quit and put yourself in a worse predicament. Look for a place or a position that's going to satisfy the needs that you have. Again, needs. Not wants, but needs. Give you a stable job, insurance, things like that. You may not have a ton of money, but quit worrying about what you want. And again, what do you need? You need food? You need power? Okay, you don't have to go to, you know, Quaker Shake and Steak or whatever the fuck it's called. They got good chicken wings, according to my wife, so I do want to try them. But you need food, so go to the dollar store. No, don't go to the dollar store. That fucking shit's more expensive than the regular. So you need food, get food. You don't have to have top sirloin and things like that. But if you like it, save for it. Get what you need taken care of first. Get what you want later. If you like a certain thing, save up for it. You know, that's one of the things. When you die, you cannot take your fucking money with you. And don't give it to the snotty little fuckers that you raised either. Because they're going to run out of money because you just hand it to them. It's like, wow, how do I get more? Because they didn't need to do anything. They didn't want to do a job. Because, you know, their car breaks down, you buy them a new fucking car. They run out of gas. Oh, here's my card. You just created more chaos. Because you liked the idea of having that power over that individual. You liked the idea they came to you for their needs and wants. Shame on you. Take a moment for yourself. Step away and write down a list. I like the fact that my wife loves me. She married your ass, or if you're a lady listening, he married your ass. I like the idea that I'm good to people. I like the idea that I'm reliable. I like the idea that I treat people with kindness. I like the idea that every time I go by the dog, I'm going to pet it. I'm going to love it just for a minute, maybe not too long. I need to know that I'm doing the best for myself. I need to know that people are more important than myself. So I've got to be here for them. I need to be here for them. I need them to know that they're going to do all right. I want a better life. I'm going to communicate. I want to do better with what I say, what I do. I want to show the things that I need because, again, karma is going to come back. Take what you need, work for what you want, and like what you have. The world is your oyster. There may not be a pearl in it, but wherever you go, appreciate that spot. You know, take it over, control it. You know, put some dirt under your feet if you're standing on coral or standing on sand. Build up a little nest and do it psychologically too. You could live in a trailer. You could live in a camper. You could live in a cabin. But where you're at, love it. Find the things in that area that you like. And if you need something, add to it. And if you want to add more to it, get it. You know, don't look at your neighbors and say, wow, they got a four-story house and swimming pool and four-wheelers. Do you need to have all the maintenance costs for that shit? Do you need to make more money to be able to afford that and you can't get the stuff that you like and you want just because somebody else has it? Appreciate what you have. Go get you an inflatable pool, you know, at the Walmart. Fill it up. Throw some Jell-O in there. Get your wife out there, have fun, you know, well, not in front of the kids or neighbor's kids, you know, let's be responsible adults. But take a minute just to like what you are. And if you see a need to change it and you want to do better for you, start with you. Don't look at what other people have. You don't need that. You just like it and you think, well, I would do well with that. But again, think about, you know, these guys that go out and buy expensive toys. Well, now I got to buy this and now I got to buy this to add to it. It's never ending. Plan for the worst, but also plan to live better. Prepare for the worst, but prepare for a better life. Communicate in everything. If you're feeling sad, you're feeling down, write to me, diaryofbaldman1968@gmail.com. Send me a text, 910-431-6437. Let me know that you need to talk. We don't need any more fucking numbers in those states, all right? We don't need to see another male die because it's too chicken shit or too cowardly to say, I need you. I want to live. I like living. Engage in life. That's it. I love you guys. Get the fuck out of here. Go to podcastawards.com. Put me in the number one slot because I like the idea. I need to be able to brag about it next year. And I want you to have a great life. I love you. God bless. Now leave. Good. Go. Goodbye. Play it again if you want to hear the song. Thank you. If you're listening on certain shows, please, like, if you're on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, go up there, hit the like tab. Let's get those numbers up. Share this with your friends. Share this with your family. Don't listen to it at work. I don't want that many crazy-ass people following me. It's always nice because the wife says I'm looking for attention. Maybe I need that. I don't know. Or maybe I want that. I don't know. But do we like it? Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Alan Wolford has produced this podcast for entertainment purposes. Neither this nor any other podcast he produced constitute legal, medical, marital, sexual, or professional advice. The opinions and views presented by Alan are his own and do not reflect the views or opinions of employers, clients, family, Facebook groupies, promotional sponsors, or baby Jesus. Any health information shared or mentioned as an alternative does not create any patient-physician relationship or other professional relationship between the audience and the presenters. No person listening to any podcast from this rocket surgeon should act or refrain from acting based on the content of a podcast without first seeking appropriate professional advice and or counseling. Nor shall the information be used to substitute for professional advice and counseling. As stated earlier, this show is for entertainment purposes, not how to lead or change your life. Do what is best for you or what your spouse approves of. Alan Wolford and all guests of the show expressly disclaim all liability relating to any actions taken or not taken based on any and all contents of this site.